Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It has become increasingly difficult. In fact, it's now almost impossible to think constructively about events that happen at a distance. It's bad enough that almost every event has associated with it at least two competing sets of alternate facts. We've become used to that and can, with patience and research, sort through it all and triangulate the location of probable truth. But research requires the existence of at least some honest brokers of fact. Reporters who will record that it was raining that day without calculating whether the fact that it was raining benefits one tribe or the other tribe. Those honest brokers and their work product are dying out. The wealth managers who own the newspapers and websites available to us are interested in revenue, not objective reality. If making people angry or afraid gets clicks and sells subscriptions and brings in cash, then who do you suppose they are going to hire, the fearmongers or the honest brokers? First they came for the journalists, goes the modern rewrite of Pastor Martin Niemöller's famous poem, and I did not speak out because I was not a journalist. We have no idea what happened next. I'm not talking here about the sins of commission of the propagandists who spew their spins and lies for their own profits and purposes. I'm talking here about the sins of omission of the people who are trusted to inform the citizens of a democratic republic and thus keep them free. Based on these sins, an awful lot of the journalists now working in the trade are going to hell. Three examples. 1. No, the Chinese telecom executive who was arrested in Canada for extradition to the United States was not arrested because her company violated U.S. sanctions against trade with Iran, as virtually every journal and website of the mainstream media reported. After days of yelling at my monitors that made no sense, I finally learned from Lawfare, a website primarily for lawyers, that the charging documents available all along allege bank fraud. Nor was this a Trumpian whim. A federal grand jury indicted her, a federal court issued the warrants for her arrest, and Canadian judges reviewed everything before allowing her detention. Case number 2. No, the United States did not, as Bloomberg News and many other outlets reported this month, become a net oil exporter for the first time in 75 years. This fiction, and the associated one about the country being near or even at energy independence, fly in the face of reality, not to mention common sense, yet are given credence over and over again by so-called journalists. It is true that oil production is up to around 12 million barrels per day, and consumption is steady at 20.5 million barrels a day. Yes, as we have for the past 4 decades, we burn almost twice as much as we find, and that's as far from energy independence as we have always been. Propagandists come to different positions by tortuously redefining oil to include, for example, biofuels, counting them as if they were found in the ground and not produced by a laborious, fossil-fuel-intensive industrial process. And 3, no, George H.W. Bush was not a great president, nor a very good man. He was viciously ambitious, and by unleashing his political attack dog Lee Atwater, whose partners were Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, to savage his opponents under a black flag, contributed to the ongoing destruction of the American political system and paved the way for the likes of Donald Trump. The canonization of Bush by American journalists quite apart from the expected self-serving tripe from Bush's tribe, further and unnecessarily degraded the idea of American presidents as humble servants of the Republic under the law. The true facts of these three cases, and no, true facts is not redundant anymore, not since the introduction of alternative facts. The facts of these cases are available to anyone who spends some time looking for them, but the degree of difficulty is increasing steeply every day, and one cannot help but fear the impending retirement of the last honest broker of facts, and the falling of night. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.